Across the world, bacteria are becoming increasingly resistant to the most commonly prescribed antibiotics. But resistance isn't the whole story.
Bacteria frequently enter into periods of dormancy when they're effectively switched off. And while they're in this state, they stop being sensitive to the effects of many types of antibiotics. So even if they're not resistant, you still might not find them being killed off by that drug. And this can mean that infections keep on coming back, so doctors end up using more antibiotics, and that makes the resistance problem worse.
But to know how long the dormant spell is for a specific bug has always been hard to measure, and it's certainly beyond the scope of most hospital microbiology departments. Now scientists in Israel have found a way to do this much more easily. Chris heard Hal from Natalie Balaban at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem.
We actually discovered under the microscope that bacteria are able to survive antibiotic treatment not only because they are resistant, but they have an alternative strategy, which is just to go dormant. And if they are dormant, they are going to survive the antibiotic treatment even if they are not resistant. So if they wake up and the antibiotic is still there, that's fine, the antibiotic will kill them because they are not resistant. But if they wake up after the antibiotic treatment has been stopped, the infection will go on.
And in our present way of coping with or managing infections in a hospital or a general practice setting, we don't really consider the idea that different bugs might have different periods of dormancy. We just give a course of treatment and we assume that the bugs are going to die. But you're saying actually we need to factor in the fact that there will be dormant bacteria and we need to know how long that is for different strains of bugs and different infections.
Exactly. Because these dormant bacteria can actually prolong the need of antibiotic treatment.
And so what have you done to get a handle on that previously intractable problem?
So the idea is to use statistical measurements. We put small cultures of 100 bacteria. We put the antibiotic for different durations. And then we see which culture like that has survived antibiotic treatment. And by statistically analyzing the results of whether they grew or didn't grow, we can know whether the bacteria can survive a prolonged antibiotic treatment and how long they can sleep under antibiotics.
How would that change clinical management? So in a hospital setting, a patient has a swab taken, we know they've got an infection, the swab would come to the laboratory. How would your technique affect the type of antibiotic the doctor would give, how long for, and how they would then manage the patient?
So when a swab is taken, today the hospital measure resistance and accordingly decide what antibiotic to give, and this is one number. We add another number, which means how tolerant or how long the bacterium can sleep under different drugs. And these numbers actually can direct the type of antibiotic that is maybe better than the initial choice without these numbers and the duration of the treatment.
So might, if you find there's one particular strain of bug that you get from a patient, if you discover that has a very long dormant period, might you instead switch antibiotics altogether because it would be better to use a different antibiotic and therefore you minimise overall the exposure of the environment to more antibiotics?
Yes, exactly. So these dormant bacteria are actually better killed with other antibiotics that are less used than the common antibiotics that we use. And therefore, either changing the treatment would be the way to go if you have one of these sleeping bacteria in a patient, or the other way is to extend the duration of treatment.
And what do you think the difference this could make will be? What's the scale of the impact of what you've discovered?
I think that what it can help is really tailor the antibiotic treatment to the properties of the bacteria that we have and not only the property of resistance. It would enable to extend the duration of treatment when needed and then prevent relapse of all kinds of infection that we know are coming back after patients stop the treatment. But on the other hand, if you can test and see that the bacteria in one patient are actually not dormant and don't have this property, then you can shorten the duration of treatment.
So it's not just about lengthening treatment, also it's about reducing the overall use of antibiotics potentially. Why use overkill if you don't need to?
Exactly.
Exciting stuff, isn't it? That's Natalie Balaban there, and her study has just come out in the Biophysical Journal.